Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned chill seeker. Welcome back to the Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. Today we're diving headfirst into something that haunts us all at some point. Procrastination. That sneaky little gremlin that whispers sweet nothings like just 5 more minutes while you stare blankly at your to-do list. Ever feel like you're in a constant battle with time, constantly playing catch-up? You know that feeling when the clock is ticking and you're supposed to be working on something important, but instead, you find yourself scrolling through social media, cleaning out your inbox for the 5th time. Or even organizing your spice rack. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can break free from this procrastination cycle. We can reclaim our time and become productivity powerhouses. So, buckle up because today, we're not just talking about overcoming procrastination, we're unlocking the secret sauce to crushing those productivity blockages and getting things done with ease, joy, and maybe even a little bit of dance break motivation thrown in. Here are 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that'll help you slay the procrastination dragon. First up, let's talk about identifying your procrastinating triggers. What specific tasks send you running for cover? Is it writing a report? Cleaning your apartment, or perhaps even starting a new project. Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to develop strategies to tackle them head-on. Think of it like playing detective. Next, remember that the key to breaking free is taking action, even if it's just a tiny step. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. You don't have to tackle everything at once. Break down those big, daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly, that monster project doesn't seem so scary anymore, right? Thirdly, let's talk about creating a productivity-boosting environment. This means finding a space where you feel focused and inspired. Maybe it's a quiet corner in your home office, a cozy cafe, or even just your favorite armchair with good lighting. Ditch the distractions. That means putting your phone on silent, closing unnecessary tabs, and silencing those pesky notifications. Now, let's talk about motivation. Remember, you don't have to rely solely on willpower. Find ways to make your tasks more enjoyable. Listen to upbeat music, reward yourself for completing milestones, or even team up with a friend who shares your goals. You can keep each other accountable and motivated along the way. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have off days where we struggle to focus. That's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just take a deep breath, reset, and come back to it when you feel more energized and focused. You got this. Picture this. It's Monday morning, and your inbox is overflowing with emails. You have a mountain of paperwork to tackle, and that big presentation looms over you like a dark cloud. You feel overwhelmed, paralyzed by the sheer amount of work, and suddenly the allure of scrolling through social media seems irresistible. You know you need to get started, but those tasks just seem so daunting. That's procrastination whispering sweet nothings in your ear. But remember our golden nuggets. Instead of diving at first into that abyss of emails, take a deep breath and break down your Monday morning tasks. Maybe start by tackling the easiest one first, clear your inbox while jot down some key points for your presentation. Once you get that initial momentum going, you'll feel more energized and motivated to tackle the rest of your list. Celebrate those small victories. So there you have it, my friends. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming a productivity machine. It's about finding a rhythm that works for you, one that allows you to get things done while still feeling energized and fulfilled. Remember our 5 key takeaways. Identify your triggers, break down tasks into smaller chunks, create a focused environment, find ways to make work enjoyable, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and crush it. I can't wait to hear about your productivity wins in the comments below. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little motivation boost. You might just change their life. Until next time, keep those minds clear, hearts open, and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.